Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Little. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Munday for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jenkins moves to third. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers bunts towards first. Thornton juggles the ball. That's an error on Thornton. Frias moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Frias moves to third. Rogers moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Frias scores. Rogers moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Cardenal moves to third. Santo moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Cardenal scores. Santo moves to third. Beckert moves to second. It's 3-1, Expos. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bailey bunts between the mound and first base. Jenkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Little moves to second. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Frias hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Little scores. It's 4-1, Expos. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Little. Santo reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Little hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Little moves to second. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Frias hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Bourque pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque strikes out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-3 in the game. Munday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ray Burris now pitching. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Little takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Singleton moves to third. Little moves to second. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 3 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into center field. Monday picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Monday. Singleton scores. Little scores. Bacabella moves to second. It's 6-1, Expos. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to second. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Ray Burris. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beckert moves to third. Hundley moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 4 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.